Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. 34 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tim Berry's here. Tim is a longtime 15-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He is the galactic guru on business planning. Nobody in the world knows more about business planning than he does. He's the guy who invented, he basically invented the tools, folks, that most people who are serious, anybody who's serious about business planning is using his tool. And I'm glad to say he's been a great member of our Brain Trust. And you've had the benefit of his wisdom over all these years. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software and our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always delightful to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And Tim, one of the things that I hear sometimes, hear people talking about, especially like venture capitalists, and some of the really hard-nosed guys, is they say, we're data-driven around here. Everything we do is data-driven. We're making decisions based on data. We measure, we track, we measure, and we track again and remeasure, and everything we do is based on the data. What do you think about that?
I hate that, Jim. It's when you put it like that. It sends chills up my spine because that's so dangerous, because I think it's so upside down. The data should help the decisions, and we are data-aided, or we also include data, and we try to educate our guesses and add data into our thought process, but always with skepticism. That's what I'd be saying, because it's so much easier to screw up the data, and then the data takes on a special, like, formality. Oh, no, we can't do that. It has to be green because the focus group said it was green, or the survey said it has to be $9.95. And I see smart people making dumb decisions because they've done small things wrong with the data, and then they just, then the data rules.
Yep.
So nobody else is, it bugs me.
Well, let me give you an old example of a company that I used to work for, and a decision that they made about their school. Xerox, back in the 70s, early 70s, Xerox decided they were going to build a school, a big university just for Xerox, for the service people, the sales people, management, etc. And so they had a national firm go out across the country and find the best place and run all the data, do all the numbers, do all the due diligence, and come up with the absolute spot on the 8-digit grid coordinate on planet Earth where they should put their school. And as I remember, the firm came back and said, okay, based on geography and airline flights and where you people are, blah, 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 the best place is St. Louis. Centrally located, right? Makes a lot of sense, right? They took the report. They said, thank you very much, but we're going to put it in Washington, D.C., because we want our students to be able to go to the nation's capital and when they may not be able to do that any other time in their life. And so they built it in Leesburg, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C.
Which made sense, right?
It didn't make sense based on the data, but they just added a human factor into it.
Well, see, here's the, I can give you an example from, I forget whether it was earlier this week, let's say Friday. No, I think it was earlier this week. Facebook published some data that ended up being spewed about in headlines. Some very major news media were analyzing that Facebook's usage was going down, and that was based on some Facebook data that the web visits via Facebook or web pages, I think it's page views,
mm-hmm.
via Facebook, we're actually flat over from 212 to 213, 2012
right.
to 2013. So there are the people saying, oh, look, well, look at the data. Facebook isn't growing. And it turns out that what happened is there was a huge increase in views over mobile smartphones
mm-hmm.
that was like three times more than the very, very tiny increase, or actually I think it was a slight decline
right.
in views on the web. So the problem is, okay, that the data, if you just look at this part, you don't see the whole picture,
mm-hmm.
but there are people making decisions that, oh, Facebook is in
right.
trouble now, Facebook, you know, and it's just
And never forget that all this data and all this stuff that's going on is all being done by humans who basically haven't changed much in the last 100,000 years. Quick break, right back with Tim Berry after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.